Good day, I'm Jackie Judd with Health on the Hill, a conversation about efforts to pass health care reform legislation. Joining me as always, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News and Eric Pianin, also of Kaiser Health News. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this week first. In the House, the debate begins on the bill that the Democrats unveiled last week. What's the expectation?
Well, I think that they'll have a lengthy debate. The House Democratic leaders are very confident that they will have the votes to pass their measure. We'll have to see if that happens. Republicans in the House are expected to have their alternative, which would be far, far different from what Democrats have offered. For example, the Republican House Republican alternative would not have an individual mandate, is not going to have an employer mandate, is going to have some medical malpractice caps, which is not part of the Democrats' plan. So they'll try to offer that and get votes for it. But again, the House Democratic leaders are confident that they will have enough votes to pass their bill, possibly.
And for sure, there are a few outstanding issues, including abortion, immigration, that have to be resolved. It's not a slam dunk yet.
Absolutely.
Go into detail, if you can, for a moment about the abortion issue.
Well, Congressman Stupak from Michigan is leading the effort of the anti-abortion forces to make sure that the legislation makes it clear that no federal money could be used for abortion counseling or for abortions. And the leadership has got to figure out a way around this because it's a very contentious issue.
Does the leadership fear that this could peel away some of the 218 votes?
That's a possibility, and I think they're looking at a number of possibilities. Congresswoman Capps of California has a proposal that would try to make it preserve the option for abortion services, and yet also make it clear that no federal money would be used for that, for those purposes. So they've got to work this out.
Soon after the Democratic leadership unveiled its bill last week, late last week, the Congressional Budget Office came out with an analysis of the public option, which, as we all know, has been getting so much sustained attention over the past few months, with some surprising, I think, for people across the country, surprising results. What are they?
Right. Of the 30 million people who would purchase health care through the health care exchange as part of the bill by 2019, just 6 million of those folks would be enrolled in the public option. So that was a big surprise, exactly to your point. It's gotten all this conversation, all this attention, yet the amount of folks who would enroll is quite small.
And so I guess the obvious question is, why has it become such a big issue? It seems that the Republicans use it almost as emblematic of the Democrats trying to turn this into a government-run program.
I think that's it. I mean, I think for the critics, it would be tantamount to the camel's nose under the tent. It's yes, it's a small beginning, but it could metastasize into, from their standpoint, into government control of more and more of the healthcare industry. And so there's been very strong opposition to any kind of a government public option. But it is pretty remarkable when you look at the numbers. For all the debate and angst that over this issue, it's a minuscule percentage of people who would actually be taking advantage of it. And depending on how the program works out, the insurance premiums under the public option might not be any less expensive than other forms of insurance. In fact, in some cases, could even be more expensive.
So does the CBO report ironically help the Democrats argue this is not the nose under the tent?
I think they can make the argument, continue to make the argument they've made all along. This is just a choice. It's an option. You don't have to enroll. Not everyone's expected to enroll. That will have nowhere near the massive sweeping change on the healthcare system that Republicans say that it will.
Let's move over to the Senate side for a moment. What's happening there this week?
Well, you've got the combination of the, we're expected to see a combination of the Senate Finance Committee and the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Senator Reid, who's the majority leader, has sent some options to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, for scoring, and we're awaiting that product to come back and to see how things go from there.
Moving down to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, there was reporting over the weekend how the administration really has been playing a very significant behind-the-scenes role. It may not always have been obvious. What is your take?
Well, I think that there's been this ongoing debate about how involved should the president get
right.
in the nitty-gritty negotiations.
And there have been fits and starts.
Fits and starts. And of course, after the August recess, when the proposal seemed to be on a respirator because of all the opposition to it and the critical comments at all these public meetings around the country, a lot of people were saying, where's the president? He's got to get more involved. He's got to roll up his sleeves and come up to the Hill and knock heads and make stuff happen. Well, the reality is that some of his top lieutenants, you know, Rahm Emanuel, Nancy Ann DeParle, and others who have been focusing on this issue have been spending lots of time up on the Hill and are, you know, key players in the negotiations. The president prefers to step in at critical moments or enunciate his views on the campaign trail, if you will. And that's pretty much what he's been doing up until now. We'll just have to see. I mean, it's, you know, this thing goes in fits and starts. Right now, things look really good for the administration. It looks as if something will pass. There will be something on the president's desk to sign. But something could blow up. We know how, you know, we know the history of this these negotiations. So while things look pretty good for the White House now, there's no telling exactly how this is going to all play out.
Okay. Thank you both very much. I appreciate it. And thank you for joining us. I'm Jackie Judd.